Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a pet communicator, medium, and author of Animal Lover, One Woman's Fantastic Journey to Uncover the Spiritual Purpose of Pets. Anne Marie Huff is on the program. Anne, how are you?
I'm great.
Are you good?
I'm great.
And I'm confused.
Yes.
And I read your bio, and it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. All the things you got going on. So can you explain what it is you do?
Okay. So I am basically an intuitive empath.
Okay.
And if you think of all beings as soul or part of the universe of soul, I can connect with any of that, which includes when we leave this body.
So like we're all connected in right. Like a, huh. So the way I understood it is like if I die, does my ghost go? Because it sounded like ghosts go into dogs. Like, does my ghost body go into a dog?
Okay, what I usually see, one of the reasons we're here is to experience free will. So even when we die, we have a choice. We can go to wherever it is that spirit goes, like heaven or the universe, or we can stay here without our body. And if we
get a choice between the two?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So if we make that choice and we stay here without our body, we are just like we were when we were alive, only we don't really have any energy.
So like we're just bummed out all the time or?
Well, if you have a ghost that's manifesting, like, you know, banging pots and pans or moving things, they're getting energy from somewhere.
Oh, okay. So it's like when you do the thing on the desk, Travis, with the balls, like when you bang the ball and the other ball goes up in the air and it comes back.
And they basically, what I tell people is they follow vampire rules. So they don't have any of their own energy, but they'll either feed off energy of people or a house or some type of power source.
So is that like typically when you see most reports of like ghosts are feeding off of fear? They're trying to scare people because that's what's giving them energy?
Yes. And that is my number one rule when I work with clients that have ghosts is do not be afraid of them because that just feeds them.
But wouldn't love feed them too? Like if it was somebody that maybe you had a connection to, you know, prior to their death, like wouldn't love also feed them in some sort of energy?
You know, that's interesting. I've never been asked that. I would think, okay, so what I do when I come in is I find out why they've stayed because they always have a reason. And it could be that they were like too angry to leave their body or they were afraid of heaven. Like a lot of Catholics get this fear of being judged up there.
Oh yeah. I think I'd stay.
Yeah.
I'd stick around. I'd want to haunt people. I think that'd be fun. I was kind of into this whole inhabiting a dog.
Well, and I've never seen that, but I do see them come into cats, which cats can leave their body a lot easier than we can. And they stay conscious through death. So they're more amenable to working with spirit, where dogs are basically, you know, they take on the same fears as people have and kind of get into the same type of belief system as people.
So do you have like any evidence of what you're?
Okay. So
is this just like what you think or?
No. Okay. So what happened? Number one, I have a master's in animal science immunology and I was in the medical field for 25 years.
Right.
So I've always been a hard science person. But what happens is probably about 30% of the behavior issues I get called on for dogs and cats, it's because they're interacting with some type of ghost energy. And what I usually do is I come in and I talk to that ghost and I usually send it to heaven. And once that happens, the behavior of the animals stops. They go back to being happy and normal. And a lot of times people will have autoimmune diseases if they have a ghost. And you clear the ghost and the person gets better, you know, basically almost overnight sometimes.
So do you see both of those things then? You see animals acting up and then like the person in the household will have this autoimmune disease?
Yes.
So what could maybe my anxiety, my crippling anxiety sometimes, be caused by a ghost? Because I also have a Chihuahua Pomeranian mix in my house that won't shut the fuck up.
What's his name?
Frito!
Frito.
Frito is saying you give him a really hard time.
Wait, so you just contacted Frito just now?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so
all you need is a dog's first name and you can find him?
Well, and to be in contact with the person that they're connected to.
Right.
So have Mike so I can contact Frito. The thing I get with Frito is he amplifies your anxiety. Because he could feel it. It's kind of like being on, like, cat on a hot tin roof type of thing.
Sure.
And so instead of him calming you down, you make each other worse.
So Travis is an asshole, and Frito is an asshole because Travis is an asshole. And so then Travis is a bigger asshole because Frito's an asshole.
Well, they amplify each other. I wouldn't use the word asshole. Frito, like, doesn't know if he should. How old is he? Is he, like, 6?
No, he's like, he's like 10 or 11. We got him like third hand. It was he was a rescue, and then the lady who rescued him died, and then her daughter took them, but then their family didn't get along with them, so we rescued him from that household.
He's saying he could be really persnickety. What I do is I get the physical age, so he's taking pretty good care of himself then.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so physically he's in good shape, and he didn't like that second family at all. They were too much. He likes where he's at now. He just wishes you guys would calm down sometimes.
Yeah, chill out, Travis. Frito wants to enjoy his last couple of years, you know?
Take a miracle to calm this house down.
So can I learn this? How do I learn what you do? And I want to be in touch with the universe as well.
Well, I teach a class in animal communication, and there's several people that do. I started out as a medium. The way I got into it is I had chronic pain, and I was a pharmaceutical liaison going into hospitals, and I was picking up people that were on the other side in the hospital and feeling how they died. So my example is once I started doing this, I got out of pain because it wasn't my pain to begin with. I'm not totally answering your question correctly. So yes, I teach a class on how to do that. Right now I just do it in person in Tucson, but we are getting it online, and there's a lot of other people that teach classes on this too. It's becoming more mainstream.
And the people that come to you, they come to you to deal with their pets that are acting up, or they want to contact people that have died. What would you say your typical customer is?
Well, my main thing is, like, I didn't want to come out as a medium like James or John Edwards, because that's such a departure from science. I kind of wanted to hide a little bit. So animals are a little bit softer. You know, you can say you're an animal communicator and kind of say, oh, yeah, I just do telepathic stuff and not tell people that you actually
like that. That Spanish guy that teaches dogs to quit barking and stuff.
Yeah. So that's kind of why I slid in there. But then the thing you realize is it's always all about the people. The people are the ones that have the issues. So I just keep talking about animal communication because I know animals really well. And I'd rather work with people that have animals than people that don't have animals. And I still talk to people on the other side. I get called for lost pets. I get called for behavior issues, end of life decisions with how a pet is feeling, if they want to get cancer treatment or not, talking to your pet on the other side, like, and talking to your loved ones on the other side. The main question I get with that type of work is, are you okay? Which I think is really ironic, because if I didn't know how to do this, that would be something I would fake as an answer. But, you know, people don't really know what's on the other side. And it's funny because a lot of people that come through are like, we didn't believe in this, but we're going to take the opportunity because it's here. So, you know, it's staying open to it.
Do you think most people, by the time they get to you, have an open mind? Or do you think that most people still come to you, you know, fairly skeptical?
I get both. Like, sometimes I'll be doing conference and somebody will come up to me and say, you know, they don't believe in what I do and how dare I do this. And then I'll have like a message from their dead mother come through and all of a sudden I can't scrape them off of me because they know that that message was very accurate. So that is one of the things I have going for me is I get very accurate information that there's no way I would know otherwise. And I know sometimes with the TV shows, people say, well, they looked that up on Google or something. But if you ever saw me work, the information comes through so fast about so many different people, there's no way I could be doing that. And I was given the gift. I trained with Doreen Virtue on mediumship that we spent 5 days doing it. And so all my excuses of why it could be happening, besides the fact that it was real, kind of were done in that weekend because there's no way possible else it could work. So I was a hard sell, and I understand people that are hard sells on it. And I'm not in it to convince anybody about it. I'm more in it to make connections and share the love energy that's, you know, when you die and people that die, the love energy still exists. Like the love connection with your pets, even though they're past, is still there. And so I'm there to open that up for people and have them realize that, you know, just because a spirit's left the body doesn't mean that they're gone.
I wondered that. I wondered if, you know, it just people need reassurances, you know, people are bummed out and they just kind of need to know everything's all right. I understand that. Like, you know, Travis, when Groot died, and at the end there was Baby Groot. I thought Baby Groot was Groot, but he wasn't.
Nope.
You know, Groot's dead. Mm-hmm. But then there was Baby Groot, so it was okay.
It was interesting you say that because about 3-4 years in, I started running into animals that were reincarnating back to clients that I'd helped their dog or cat pass. And I do see them reincarnate. And when I first started recognizing it, I looked at other animal communicators and everybody feels the same, that they see it happen. And my belief now is the reason that happens is we know our pets so intimately, we recognize them when they come back. Because people really live too long to prove reincarnation to us in our lifetime. But with pets, you know, you can see it. And I think that brings a certain belief and I don't sense the security that I didn't have before I was doing this work.
Now, and we are a live program. We do have a chat room going on. We have people in the chat room that are asking questions. And they're asking if they can call in. I guess if you want to, it's 636-487-HAND.
Sure. Guys, I used to do a radio show, so I'm fine with
for the guys, let's, you know, don't call in with a bunch of bullshit. If you want Ann to talk to your dog, cool. But, you know, don't call with a bunch of bullshit here. Matt wants to know what his tortoise has to say. I guess he'd have to call in, right? You can't just, you know, talk to a random tortoise from a guy named Matt. Can you do houseplants, Anne?
I have not tried to do houseplants, no. Yeah, but I think...
How many lost pets have you found?
I have found over... So I found over 1,000 lost pets. I found
1,000? Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing this 18 years now. I found pests in Australia, England, and Canada on the phone.
These people losing their pets. That's a lot of lost pets.
We're getting a call. A caller, are you on?
You think it
yes, would get I'm here.
Hi. Is this, who is this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. You're I'm on Michelle. With Hi. Ann Hoff. Oh, you were asking about your dog. Your dog's name's Patches, right?
Yep, she died. About 10 years ago now.
That's a long time ago. You were a little kid?
Yep. Well, I'm not going to say how old I am now, but...
When I connect with Patches, I get a lot of sadness. So either it wasn't expected or there was something... Like, there was a lot of sadness attached with her death. Is that right?
Michelle, did you back over Patches? What happened to Patches?
Actually, just... one morning and she couldn't walk her hind legs. And then later on in the day, she passed.
She's saying she's sorry. because she wanted to stay with you longer.
She was pretty young.
There was something going on with her spinal cord.
With her what?
With her spinal cord.
Oh. Yeah, we never did find out exactly what it was. She just couldn't. She couldn't put any weight on her hind legs, and then a couple hours later, she was gone.
What? She didn't want to be a burden either, so she didn't want to come in like halfway, like be some an animal that you had like in diapers and you carried around and anything. That wasn't her style. So she made the decision to cross, but because she was really thinking of what would be best for you and the situation you guys were in. Do you have dogs now?
No, I do not. I have not been able to get another dog since.
You can't replace Patches.
But you're not in a place where you really are open for a dog, or you haven't been looking or something.
No.
Want you to know she never once quit loving you and is open coming back, doesn't want to be a big dog, wants to be a dog that's 50 pounds or under. And she keeps showing me a black and white dog she wants to be this next life. So I don't know what that's about, but sometimes they change breeds when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in an apartment or something?
Yes, I am.
Because I get that it would be hard for her to be there, but I get she might come back as like a neighbor's dog so she could have connection with you.
Okay.
Her work was really with you. And she wants to continue that. She wants to support you in every way she can.
Well, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah. And again, she's saying she loves you. Did she lick your face?
Oh. This is awesome to hear.
I get her wanting to give you face licks. So that's like, like doggy love.
Absolutely. She did that all the time.
Could the dog possibly come back as something else? Does it have to be a dog, or can the dog come back as like a...
They can, but they don't do it that often. I had a cat that came back as a horse because I had a pregnant mare. So it was a sure thing I was going to have the horse, and the cat did not like being a horse.
Cat didn't like being a horse?
No, 3 days after being born. Well, it was funny because the cat, I know this sounds really crazy, but the cat had one white paw and a half ice blue eye and like a white line on its left chin. And this baby horse had the exact same thing. And I had been at a training with Doreen Virtue, and I had 4 different people tell me my cat was going to come back as a horse. And then it was born like this.
You know, Michelle, if you learn how to do all this, like you could just go around and find those posters that offer a reward and find some lost dogs.
There's a lot of energy with looking for lost dogs, and I like to have a team, because if one person does it, it's kind of draining. Because a lot of times, like, I can check in with the spirit and I'll see where the dog is, but they don't tell you like street signs and stuff. And then if somebody else has stolen the animal, they have them locked in a backyard or a cage or something, and there's no way the dog can get back to the owner. So that's heartbreaking. I've had dogs that were, my first dogs I didn't find were dogs that were stolen. And you would think that having a chip in your dog would play a part more than I see it does, because the only time people really look at the chip is if somebody takes the dog to a pound. Other than that, the people just like dogs or cats, usually they'll just like take them in and take care of them.
We're getting another call. Hello, okay. Caller.
Hello.
Oh, Drunk.
What's up, buddy?
Hi, Drunk. We're on with Ann Hoff. Do you have like a old pet or something that you want her to talk to?
I have a current pet.
Really?
Yeah.
Drunk, you have
didn't I know this?
Yeah, why do we not know that Drunk has a pet, Mike? Travis? Drunk's our friend. We talk to him all the time.
So my dog is 15 years old, and he's a mutt. His name is Marley.
You have a dog named Marley?
So that's
I have a
risk.
Dog named Marley.
Drunk, it's you send me and Travis a picture of this dog later on tonight. We want to see this dog.
Absolutely.
It's Why do you keep so many things from us?
Travis, he keeps secrets is what he does. It's weird.
Like, his whole life is everything's behind a door with him.
Mike, I feel like you know that I've had this dog.
I didn't know. I had no idea. So, and...
Marley's saying he likes attention.
Oh, boy.
And he's showing me doing something with his paws. Like, I don't know if it's spinning or moving his top paws back and forth. But he likes to be entertaining.
Yeah, that he does. He won't let me trim his nails. He will not. Absolutely will not.
That's what the paw thing is about, is trimming his nails. He moves his paw when you try to trim his nail. No, he hates that.
They're very long right now, and he absolutely will not let me do it.
Yeah, so I was like, what is this? It looks like he's trying to do the hand game dance. He doesn't think it's necessary.
Okay, fair enough.
Have you done it before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's 15. I've done it multiple times, but it's been a good year and a half, 2 years since the last time I've done it.
What he's saying is you've quicked him before, like you've cut him and it's hurt.
Yeah.
And so what I'm getting him suggesting is to use a nail file.
Okay.
Instead of the clippers, because you know, especially since he's nervous and he moves and then you cut it too short and then it hurts. He's really a baby when it comes to pain. He is. He's like, I don't want, and that pain he thinks is totally unnecessary and it just like goes through his bones. So he's sorry that he's like this, but it's a fear he has. Okay. So like an emery board would be really good. There's no way you can cut him with that. And he'll allow you to hold his hand.
Okay.
He's also showing me like a dark brown treat that's kind of small is his favorite treat.
A dark brown one that's kind of small. Okay.
Yeah, like basically all dog treats are brown. And so it's like the size and the color brown. And this is like a smaller one.
It looks like a piece of beef jerky.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say he's saying it's chewy, so that would
probably
be
a pepperoni.
Yeah, that fits. And
so, why does he always need to be covered?
You know, he's got a couple phobias, is what he's telling me.
Yeah,
and he likes to act like a person.
Drunk? Do you put little clothes on your dog?
He does.
Do you give him a little sweater?
I have before, but he got his arm stuck in there, and I had to cut him out of it because he wouldn't let me pull his arm out. So
he's saying that he'll let you wear clothes. You've got to be more gentle when you dress him, though.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So
sure.
The other he's bringing up is if you emery board his claws, he'll let you do that, and then he would like a pepperoni in reward. And he loves you.
I love him too.
Relationship works, he's saying.
And we used to have a co-host on the show. His name was Napier. And he left about a month ago. Do you think that he's sorry? Do you think that he feels bad for the
Did
way
you guys
he treated
tease
us?
Him too much, so he left.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I was probably pretty mean, but he deserved it, Anne. I just want to know if he's sorry or not.
You probably could call him and ask him.
No, I don't want to talk to him. I just want Anne to find out if he's...
Well, I think it's a complicated issue because you really like wrote him kind of hard on some stuff that he took...
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Personally. And... Okay, so the angels are saying, I also talked to angels.
Oh, boy.
The angels are saying that he got too upset about like one or two matters that he thought you went over the line with.
Oh, okay.
And you really didn't because you would do anything for a laugh. So that has to be like the basis that people are on the show. They're telling me this now.
Right.
And so that is... So he got his feelings hurt.
And I, I say I hate his guts, and I kind of do hate his guts, but I also don't hate his guts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What I get is your intention was not mean whatsoever.
No, I mean, it was kind of mean.
Really?
I wanted to be mean, but he deserved it. He deserved it. But yeah, no, I get what you mean.
You're saying in the future you should have a safe word with your host.
like bananas or something?
Yeah, so like, you know when you're going over a line.
Mike, you're just going bananas right now. Guys, will you remember that safe word, bananas? Just for future reference. Drunk hung up. I guess Drunk doesn't care about the safe word.
He's probably getting pulled over.
And what's a website? Where can people get in contact with you? What can we get the word out?
My website is annhoff.com, and my last name is Hoff, H-O-F-F, A-N-N-H-O-F-F.
And people can contact you if they want you to straighten their dogs out, if they want you to contact somebody for them.
Right.
Thanks for hanging out with us. This was fun. We should do it again sometime.
You're welcome. This was fun. I had a good time.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, okay. Ann.
Have a good night.
You too.
Turns out I liked Ann.
Yeah, me too. And I'll tell you what. When she was talking to
Frito?
Shell's dog, I was almost getting a little teary-eyed there.
You know, it makes Michelle feel better. There's no harm in it, right? What she's saying is, you know, hey, your dog that died, it loved you. And you say, oh, okay, cool, right? I don't know.
It almost though, you know, when she was talking to Michelle about, you know, her dog, I've had a couple of pets pass on me, one childhood pet specifically that I had for, you know, God, 10 plus years. It was my childhood dog who followed me everywhere that I couldn't bring myself to talk to her about that dog.
Because there was a dog that was off limits, Travis.
I just couldn't bring myself to talk to her because I felt like I would be a big puddle of shit. Like I'd be a mess. And I didn't think I'd be able to recover from it, regardless of, you know, skeptical or not. Like, if she was talking to me for my childhood dog, I do think that it would be very emotional and hard for me to deal with.
Yeah. I would have got choked up over Napier, but you know,
yeah.
Kind of glad I was mean to him.